Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
People need advice? Do you need some? Could be a coin toss, maybe a 50-50 decision. You'd like the world's largest coin. That coin can decide things, and there's a study that was done, probably been 6 or 7 years ago by now. But it showed that people who are truly 50-50 on a decision, that it can be as long-term rewarding to flip a coin to decide as any other methodology people have used to reach decisions, whether it's sleeping on it, meditating on it, praying on it, making pros and cons list, anything. Long term, ultimately, it's kind of a coin toss whether or not your decision that you are stuck on will work out. And it's probably beyond anything you can think of in that moment, is what it kind of found.
Yeah.
So if you need the coin toss, you can do it as well.
I found the original coin, by the way, at my house.
At your house?
Oh, I don't
really?
Know why I had it wow. there. Yeah, I was going through some stuff in the garage, and I was like, oh, what's in this little sleeve? And I pulled it out. It's the original coin. We should auction it off.
Are you going to try your hand at etching or something?
I don't know. I must have been, because the people that made it for us, at some point, there must have been, like, they handed it off to me, or I was going to give them back to them or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This isn't so much advice. But this email came in from Heidi. Will you guys please agree to be my husband's primary care advisor? If the advice comes from you guys, it's gold and he wants to do it.
Oh,
he specifically
okay.
started taking a probiotic for digestive issues after he heard you, Freebeer, talking about it with Kelly last week.
Oh, yeah.
I've asked lots of times. Signed, wife of non-eye patch Todd with only one D.
Okay, well, what other
well, Heidi,
advice
it sounds
do you
like,
need?
T-O-D?
Yeah, first of all, buy another consonant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He needs a D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he needs
a D. Or you need a different one.
Yeah.
Family
mm-hmm.
needs a D.
If he has one D, you need two.
Yeah, what other medical advice does he need? Like, what? Yeah. Where
does
else
he
is he failing? Because, I mean, just taking a probiotic, that I mean, that's not that big of a deal. Clearly, he probably has some other things that he could be doing.
Yeah, we'll keep
we
an eye on that.
Yeah. Steer him in the right direction.
If you need some advice, 1-800-947-3979.
I mean, if there is any advice I can give you, if you are thinking about taking a probiotic on day one, just make sure you're near a bathroom. Buy the refrigerated kind and make sure you are near a bathroom.
That bad, huh?
I mean, it just clears you right out. It's crazy.
I didn't have it that bad. There was a point where, yeah, it was necessary. But I was expecting like colonoscopy prep after you said that. It wasn't that bad for me, but that doesn't mean it won't be for somebody else.
Yeah.
So the probiotic, it's just for like gut health.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then for women, they have other types that are good for vaginas and such.
Vagina health.
Yeah. And they do say that if you've been taking antibiotics, it's good to have a probiotic because otherwise you see hear those people that do it and then they end up with C. diff. Which I'm not sure. I don't remember what that stands for, but that is devastating.
Yeah, it's not great. Not great.
THC advice. Hey, buds. No pun intended,
okay,
but
no
specifically
problem.
Kelly.
Okay, now okay. I got this one.
Okay, yeah, you take it, Howie.
Got it.
I had my first ever THC gummy, 5 milligrams on Saturday. I'm 36, if that makes a difference.
Yeah.
It was offered to me because I had a really bad headache for a while, and sleep lately has been absolute garbage. I ate it about a half hour or so later. I could feel it. But it didn't seem to help my head. Actually, it seemed to make my headache worse. I went to bed or so for 4 or so hours and taking it and slept like crap. Had trouble getting comfortable and was constantly waking up. The next day, completely exhausted. Is this normal for having a gummy for the first time? Should I try again or is that a sign my body doesn't like it?
Oh, no, it's a sign that you should have taken 10 times more.
Exactly.
Yeah, you didn't take enough.
Yeah, you should always take too much.
Yeah, yeah. Always err on the side of too much.
Uh-huh.
You know, think of it this way. Like, if you were filling up your gas tank and you weren't sure how big it was, don't stop at 1 gallon. Stop until it comes out of the filler neck. And then you know it's full.
You think that's
yeah
the way to do it?
Yeah, always.
So eat as much edible, yes, as many edibles as you can fit into your stomach until yeah a little comes out the top.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then squeeze it until you get to the exact dollar amount, like used to be $20.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kelly, yeah, like you signing off on that?
If you remember going to bed, you didn't take enough edibles.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm big on you can always do more, you can never do less. Mm-hmm. So I would question the quality of the gummy that you took, or maybe the strain, because you could have taken one that was more of an upper on accident, like a sativa. But go for an indica. Try an indica again. But I also have friends who don't care for gummies. They don't care for weed. It makes them feel anxious. Mm-hmm. Their heart gets going. And I can totally see that for some people, where it's not relaxing like it's supposed to be, and it induces paranoia.
What was the kind that you gave me that made me think that Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, it was a time travel movie?
That was a nice Michigan-raised gummy. Okay. Free-range, organic gummy.
That was the full-on double tummy chong.
Yeah, and I think I told you to eat half. You ate half of it, right?
Yeah, you said
that
eat
was
half.
Also 5 milligrams.
You said eat half if it doesn't do anything. Wait a half hour, mm-hmm, eat the other half. I waited like an hour. It didn't do anything. Then I took the other half, and then it kicked
it
in.
It did something. Mm-hmm.
And also, yeah, Kelly, like in the case of this person, I assume it would also matter like what kind of headache they had or anything. Like, oh, there yeah could be a lot of other factors beyond yeah just whatever THC you took.
Yeah.
Whether or not it works. Also, if it's the first time, mm-hmm, your body might not react the same way. Is that correct? Yeah. I know I've heard a lot of people say the first time they don't feel anything.
Yeah, first time I ever tried weed, I didn't feel anything at all.
Also, if you took a sativa, that right was, you're not going to sleep on that.
Right, a sativa. Most, or
did you already say that?
Yeah, or sorry, if it's like a hybrid, sometimes hybrids are sativa-leaning or indica-leaning. There's never really like a true balance there. But if it's an indica, it should help put you to sleep. But again, some people, their heart rate gets going and they don't care for the feeling and it's not relaxing to them. So you might not be one of those people who cares for it, mm-hmm, which is fine yeah too.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Say try it again.
Yeah. And probably the same dose.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't make a decision off the first time.
Mm-mm. No. I didn't enjoy my first beer that much.
Oh, gross. Yeah. No, first time I ever tried you know beer, I was like, why do people drink this?
I didn't like my first cup of coffee all that much.
Oh, man. Or my first glass of wine. I was like, this yeah tastes terrible.
You know, I mean, you have to, your body has to get used to whatever it is that's new.
1-800-947-3979. Do you need some advice? Calls go to the front of the line, if you want. This text about that guy, you should probably address your extended headache rather than wondering if weed's the right choice for you.
That's another good point.
If you had a headache that lasted a long, long time, mm-hmm, that might be worth looking at something else.
Yeah.
Any of you ever loan money or receive a loan from a boyfriend or girlfriend?
I've loaned money, yes.
I mean, I've definitely mm-hmm given more money than gotten. I'm
were you looking for a life,
that.
Were you looking for a lifetime achievement award yeah just now?
Uh-huh. Howings is America's most generous ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
Kelly, when you loaned the money, did you get it back?
Yes, I did.
They paid it back while you were dating?
Yes, I did. Yep.
Sweet. Steve, did you loan money to a significant other?
Mm-hmm.
You said yes?
Yeah.
Did you get it back?
Yep.
Maitland?
I have never been the loaner. I've been the loanee before.
Yeah. Did you pay it back?
I'm working on it.
Okay.
Currently.
This one, I need advice. Is it considered inappropriate or unreasonable if I request money back that my boyfriend borrowed? No, he owes you. That's money he owes you.
Yeah.
I know there's a fine line between borrowing and giving, especially in a relationship. My boyfriend bought a car but then faced a layoff due to low profits at his workplace. Over a period of 4 months, I covered his car expenses to the tune of around $800. I know I offered proactively when he was struggling, but I was under the impression that it was a loan since we did use the word borrow at the time. Hey, would you like to borrow some money to cover you? It's been 6 months and he hasn't mentioned it. I feel hesitant about bringing it up with him.
Yeah, I think making when you're in that situation, you definitely have to make sure it is outlined and like clear. Because there have been times where I sort of loaned money, I guess, but I also, I didn't really expect it back And I'm not surprised I didn't get anything back because it wasn't like, this is a loan. It's like, oh, you need a hand here. Here's $100.
That communication needs to take place at the time the money is handed.
Yeah, if you expect it back, you better make it clear that this is to be borrowed and not to be given. Otherwise, yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, you're kind of in trouble. Should she be able to ask for it back?
I mean, she can ask for it back, but she better be prepared to have a deeper conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, what if he's butthurt? That's a him problem, right?
Well, I mean, it is. It's like everything in a relationship. It's all about approach and how you handle it. And some people handle things well and some people don't. So I don't know. I mean, she's well within her right to ask, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd be mad if I'd helped you out and then you never brought it up.
Well, especially if all of a sudden, and it doesn't say this, but all of a sudden you're like going out with the boys again.
Yeah.
Or you just bought, you know, Call of Duty, whatever the next one is, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
There's that natural resentment. It doesn't even have to be something where you're spending ridiculously, but if you're seeing them spend leisurely after you loaned them money, it gets weird fast, right?
Yeah, definitely.
I only had this happen with a girlfriend where, and I think I've told y'all about this, she was in a little bit of a bind and needed money to make her rent. And she came to me and asked, and I said, absolutely. And she said, I get paid on like what every other week. So she didn't have the first and the 15th type of paychecks. And I said, that's totally fine. That way you can make your rent, no problem. And then she came over a couple days later after she had paid her rent, had a cute little dress on that she told me was new, had gotten her nails done. And granted, she might have put all of that on a credit card. And that's totally fine too. But I finally, after like three or four different spendings that she bragged to me about, I was like, hey, homegirl, I just lent you a couple $100 so you could pay your rent. And you're telling me about how you spent way more than a couple $100 since I've seen you.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I never got that money back.
How did she take that? Was she apologetic?
No, she left. She like got up. Like, we were sitting in my house. We were smoking. We were chilling. We were hanging out. We were friends. And I was like, I gotta be so real with you right now. Like, I want to tell you that your dress is cute and your nails look so good, because they do. But at the same time, I just loaned you a couple $100s. Like, why would you come to my house and then brag about all this money that you've spent? It's just like, are you going to be able to pay me back?
It's like a grift.
And she's like, of course I'm going to pay you back. I can't believe you questioned that. And then she left and I never heard from her again.
Yeah.
Never.
It's crazy how people have, like, some people have different columns in their head.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah.
And we've all known those people. Mm-hmm. I can think of like five in like 1 second in my head of people that are like that.
Yeah.
That have no problem asking for something while they're doing something else. And it's like, well, those are different budgets.
Yeah.
I don't have enough in this budget, so can you help me with that? But I have plenty in my, you know, buy a camper budget.
Yeah. And again, like, you can't put your rent on a
That's true.
Yeah, you can't put your rent on a credit card, or you couldn't then.
Yeah.
But, I mean, everything else, I think that's how she was spending it. So it wasn't like, I don't think she was taking my money and using it that way. But
no,
to know that she didn't have money and was still spending like that after I had loaned it to her, I thought, okay, this is the only time I'm making this mistake with you.
Yeah, whether you're using a credit card or not, spending is spending.
Exactly.
You're spending money.
I wonder how she tells that story.
Hmm.
If she, or if she doesn't.
She doesn't.
Because she's I don't know.
She's probably.
Sometimes people like that are like, yeah, my old friend Kelly loaned me money one time and then came down on me because I didn't pay her back fast enough.
2 days later.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, she'd be wrong, but there are people who are that cuckoo bananas.
And in those situations, too, like when you're loaning someone money, it's hard to ask, like, when are you going to pay me back for this? Especially if it's a partner or a friend. Mm-hmm. It's just assumed that I respect you enough to help you out. Obviously, I love you enough. I want you to be financially okay. Here, I'll help you. But I'm never going to be that person that says, but when are you going to pay me back for this? It could be a conversation later. But yes, absolutely, I can do this. And then we can work out how to pay me back later.
You weren't even saying pay me back. You were saying just don't brag about all your new stuff 1 minute after I gave you money.
Yeah.
God, dude.
That's pretty simple. Tommy, does Jimbo need the harmonizer?
I don't believe so, but you can throw it on if you'd like.
Why don't you ask him?
Okay.
Yeah, let's go with that system.
Okay.
Yeah, you find out and then write it up there, and then I'll go from there.
Yeah,
I mean, if you want me to do your job, I can.
I guess that makes sense.
Do you want me to find out where he's calling from and see what he's calling about, too?
I think he just said he wanted to be not have his voice, his name on there, but I'll double check.
Okay, first. Thank you. Sorry, Tommy. Do you feel like Howard, wrongly accused? I need advice. This person writes on how to reconnect with my formerly estranged daughter. Now, this one's obviously not to us. No one would ask us that question. The two of us fell out badly in 2016 when I could no longer bear watching her disastrous life choices play out. And she could no longer stand hearing my views on those choices.
Mm.
I made a lot of bad choices myself when I was younger, resulting in me being a single mother with two jobs and debt and a kid I resent. Just kidding. She didn't say that, but it seems like something she would. I was younger, resulting in me being a single. And it was awful watching her throw away opportunities I'd worked like a dog to get for her.
Yeah,
for
example,
I worked hard to give her my dreams, and she didn't want them.
No, Dad, it's your dream.
Yeah. She turned down a scholarship to study computer science to pursue an expensive digital art qualification instead, then racked up debt moving away instead of staying home to study, work, and save. Our biggest fallout came when she announced her engagement to Nick, a man with no job prospects and no ambition.
Oh, what a gross person.
He was said he was going to be content being a house husband and stay-at-home father while my daughter essentially full-time supported him. When my daughter told me she was marrying this man with no degree but plenty of debt, I flat out told her I would not pay for the wedding and that I did not approve. She screamed at me, and we did not talk again until this year when she made contact over email to tell me she was pregnant and asked about reconnecting. I was excited about the idea and was cautiously happy about her pregnancy news since it seemed planned and she was not in dire financial straits that I had feared. When we met, however, things didn't go well. Why do you think? You had to guess.
She's broke.
Or no, the mom showed up and felt entitled to time with the grandchild despite being gone and out of their lives for however long.
Oh, yeah, it all makes sense. Nope. This person writing this seems like the worst. When we met, however, things didn't go well. I was abruptly shocked when I saw her. She had put on weight, way more than pregnancy weight, got a bizarre and unflattering haircut, and I can't believe her job allows it. She's covered in tattoos. I said something haircut. About her looking different, and she snapped to say, if I have nothing nice to say after being estranged, why don't I just shut up? And I said, I don't appreciate her speaking to me as if I'm a child. She stood up and left the cafe without touching her drink 2 minutes into the sit-down.
Wow. Well.
She came in with you on a short leash, and...
You immediately bit everyone.
Yep.
And that's fine. Set boundaries with toxic parents, siblings. Set them. Or toxic children, even if it's vice versa. But yeah, if your mom's mean to you like that after you've gotten yourself back up, like, no.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it sounds like they both have issues.
Yeah.
Just
get out of each other's life until you're healthy enough to be back in it.
The mom sounds like she has more issues.
Probably.
She's not blind to the fact that she's dating someone who doesn't care if he has a job. But if she doesn't care, she doesn't care. That's her business.
I mean, I get it as a parent, you know. As my kids get older, and I've also had friends where you see them and you go, oh my God, this is a bad situation they're in, you know, or whatever. And you go, and I can see why as a parent, especially if you struggled and you worked your ass off so your kids wouldn't have the same struggles as you. And then you see them going down the same path, how frustrating that would be. I'm sure it's awful.
But that's problem. That's a me problem.
Yeah,
you have to
figure out how to navigate with them.
Yeah.
Or you just walk away like this person did.
Or you can try to nag them into doing what you think they should so they can be miserable and have to hit reset on their life when they're 30.
Yeah.
Or maybe try to instill a sense of self-worth in them instead of, you know, they show up and you criticize them the second they show up. They're never going to think they deserve better if the way that you treat them is nothing better than they deserve.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Jimbo
doesn't think she deserves anything better than a bizarre haircut.
And
Jimbo does not need the harmonizer. But we'll talk to him about his conundrum.
Okay, great.
Next.